USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. The president also clarifying his comments from yesterday's briefing about injecting disinfectant.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands, would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room.
Dueling protests taking place in Georgia as Governor Brian Kemp says some businesses can reopen, but they must follow strict health guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Tucked away in the latest coronavirus relief package bill was a provision that allows the House to approve a select committee, 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans, to figure out where the money went to investigate how federal dollars are being spent, U.S. preparedness, and the Trump administration's deliberations regarding coronavirus. Republicans, including Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, believe this committee was not needed.
8 different entities doing oversight, but the Democrats want a 9th. Why? This is just a continuation of the attack that the Democrats have had on the president for the past 4 years.
A study published this week by the Journal of American Medical Association concludes that 94% of coronavirus patients in the New York City area, the hardest hit region in the United States, were suffering from another disease other than COVID-19. High blood pressure and obesity affecting the majority of patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
While most businesses have been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, one sector reports record sales. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
It's consumer staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million. I'm John Clemens.
Thursday night marked the first time in 6 weeks sports fans have had a reason to turn on their televisions as the NFL conducted the first round of the 2020 NFL draft. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the draft is a good distraction from what's going on in the world.
A component of the sports world in the United States and even in some respects worldwide. I want to commend those involved in these decisions to show that we can have something as important as that in a way that safeguards the life, the safety, and the health of the American public.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft continue on Friday evening. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.